Your Money Replay from Money FM 89.3. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Influence, the show where we chat with top business leaders. Technology exists today for CCTVs to identify an unattended object like a handbag or a parcel, trace that object to their owners, maybe even figure out their owner's whereabouts, all in under 3 minutes. The technology behind this platform is proprietary to Germany, where Prisma AI, a Singapore incorporated company, started. Prisma AI's text and visual recognition software has been used, I understand, by Interpol and the German police. And businesses all over the world have used its open source visual recognition software in automobile, aviation, real estate, e-commerce, entertainment, even healthcare. The company is preparing itself for a listing on the SGX. So we thought we'd invite to the program Sriram Iyer, Chairman and Group CEO of Prisma AI Corporation. Good morning, Sriram.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming by. So why has there been no other competitor in the market that is able to provide what you offer in terms of open source visual recognition technology?
So this goes back probably 2 decades when we started this project in Germany. So we were one of the few guys who started this AI application, which is now a buzzword. So we started with the Interpols and the Fraunhofer Institutes in Germany to reconstruct Stasi police projects. And that's where the algorithm was built in. And when you say that there are other people around, there are who are doing it, but they use platforms. So we have few platforms, 4 of them globally. One of them is us, to use these technology. And we have a proprietary because we've been doing it for last 2 decades, developing this and then analyzing it and testing it day in, day out. And that's what is unique for us right now.
And what was that earliest project that you were working with Germany that involved copious amounts of data?
Oh, that was the Stasi police. That was in 2003. And that considered 16,000 plus bags of shredded documents. And this had to be reconstructed as a jigsaw puzzle. And we were happy to do it with the Fraunhofer Institute in Germany. It looked back down in 18 years ago.
To reconstruct
of Stasi
from
police.
Sheer fragments.
Fragments, hand-shredded documents or machine-shredded documents.
Right, which would have taken far longer should you have not been in the picture.
It took us around about 12 years to do 2,000 bags. Out of the 16,000 bags. So that's like the complexity of the entire system.
Which I understand would have taken much longer.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
So this was typically done through an algorithm, which was built in that time and using neural networks probably 15 years ago.
What are some of your key technologies that the company currently provides, Prisma AI?
So what we do is we create a platform here. So it's a platform which gives you visual recognition interface. So it recognizes objects, images, videos, barcodes, or whatever you want to recognize, and also references with your database. So it could be a closed system database or it could be an open source database. So closed system database could be for the aviation industry, for the traffic police, or it could be for customers like BMW, Mercedes, Hago, whatever. So when you have closed system database, it's a supervised learning. And if it's an open system, it goes back to the cloud to understand and then gives you information what you want.
Sri, I wonder if you can help us understand how Prisma AI's technology is being used in our everyday lives, perhaps, and the industries and the businesses that would find your technology most useful.
So, for example, when you drive around in Italy or in other parts in Europe, sometimes in part of Eastern US, you'll see that you've been charged with a specific challan of payment to be made or it's already been debited from your account because you have done some offense.
Oh,
so you
yes.
may change your lanes or you have crossed a red signal, you have been already debited your account and this happens through our system. So what happens is it checks up your number plate, your car, XYZ, and you see that it's been already given from your account that this is gone, it's been debited in account because you have done an offense. So we recognize number plates or cars in unusual use. Or if tomorrow, if you're going in aviation industry in Europe, some part in Europe or in India, or now in probably sometime in Singapore and in Malaysia and parts of Latin America, you would see that if you are left a bag unattended, you would see that a security officer coming and checking and just clicking the photograph of the baggage to reconcile where the bag has come from, where it's bought from, which conveyor belt, which escalator, which lift, wherein actually he gets to know the person who's bought it from. in inside part of the airport. So that's how it reconciles with your present existing system.
So I want to take you back to that mention of traffic and drivers and fines. I understand one of your most successful case studies was dealing with traffic management for a major highway in Italy.
That is right.
Tell us about that.
So what we did here is from Napoli to Milan, the entire stretch of roads have been governed by cameras. And these cameras are kept in every 2 kilometer stretch kind of stuff. And so whenever there is a car that has an offense done in terms of violation of the speed or lanes or traffic signals and so forth, automatically you will see that they have been, the passenger or the driver is driving the car or the owner of the car is getting a message on his mobile phone handy saying that, hey guy, you have lost your $3, €3. And he gets to know with a specific input of the videos when he, if he wants, he can go and complain that he is not the person. But when he has a video reference showing that this is what he's done, if it's not the same person, the same car, then there's an issue. But that doesn't happen because it's what is reality there. It's seen in the video there. So
okay, so you never have to worry about leaving the country if you're traveling that highway not having paid your fines.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there's a lot of things happening around, like in places in, I'll give you some examples more, wherein there is a part of Africa wherein there is an infrastructure which is developed, mm-hmm. and another part of infrastructure which is a landlocked country.
Yeah.
The other infrastructure country uses this infrastructure to use, because these roads are nice, better compared to those roads. So they use this road for last 12 years. Now, when we give them a pain point, we just say that your camera can now talk, can understand whose car it is and where it's come from, and you just have to charge them $1. And there are about 18,000 cars that fleets every day there.
So monetizing that.
So you're talking about monetizing areas. $18,000 of revenue per day for the government there, which was not monetized for the last 12 years. So here you see that a camera starts talking and starts taking decision based on whatever you want to do. So the decision is to track number plates, track baggages, track human beings, and so on and so forth.
And I understand Prisma AI also could be a huge game changer when it comes to crime solving.
Yes, yes. So we've been successfully doing it in the aviation industry. And I'll give you an example. Like if there is a car which is lost or stolen, and now there is a gentleman who's stealing that car, is traveling the path, he's stopped at a coffee shop somewhere in a mall probably 150 kilometers away. But since the camera there is detected and he's traveled it around, the camera nearby, wherever it is in the mall or in that area, immediately can detect the car and send us alert to the nearest police station saying that this car was stolen and there is a complaint lodged probably 200 kilometers away from here. So you are tracking thieves real time right now.
Those are really smart cameras. Really smart. With any advance like that, you have, you know, people worried about privacy and excessive surveillance. So are these fears warranted?
No, because the reason is these are all closed database servers. So when you talk about these security aspects in aviation and transport, it goes to the government servers. So therein, it's only the number plate of the car that is recognized or the baggage is recognized. And there it is, it's going to be facial recognition. It also is pertaining to the database that is referred on. It is not for everybody, unless until it's open source. So we don't work on open source on facial recognition.
Okay, well, everybody wants to know what new technology Prisma AI is currently developing.
So yes, we're working on a couple of more cognitive solutions wherein, I mean, it starts being more interesting, wherein not only it takes decision, but it takes a decision based on analysis done in past few months or few years. And for example, you are going to an elevator and you can see that I'm passing that road every. So for example, you come on this lobby and it's a fourth floor. Automatically the camera sees you and it presses a button for fourth floor. You don't have a traveling lens, so you don't have a manual to work. So there's a lot of things you can do based on recognition and the repetition of work what you do. So that is what we work on.
Let's look a little at the company's history. So Prisma AI originated from Germany.
That is right.
Was founded by several German ex-IBM staff.
That is right.
Started off as a consultancy providing IT services. Now it's headquartered here in Singapore. So how did a German company become a Singapore-headquartered global company, and why base it here in Singapore?
The reason being, this German company had an extended development center done in India, and I was a senior vice president international operation for a company called Putney's. Prisma GmbH was my customer, and Prisma was formed in 1981, and when this happened, it was 2001-2 when they started outsourcing the entire development center and the product development to India. So what happened is, I being a senior vice president international operations, when was there, this entire product was developed under my jurisdiction. So at the end of the day, when Prism Putney was bought over by another company in US, I left Putney's and went back to Prisma to acquire this company. And I did acquire 100% of the company based on the savings I had. And that's history right now. Based on that, then we went on to develop more of the research on that. And we've developed what way we are right now. We have developed last 7-8 years of major development in R&D.
Yeah.
To make it what could be right now. So we've taken it from where it was to right now where it is.
Well, speaking about the trajectory of growth, the company is eyeing a listing on the SGX. Now, what will a listing on SGX for Prisma AI mean for the company and for interested investors?
The reason being, I like Singapore as a financial hub, and this is going to be my springboard to the global market. And it helps me to actually monetize what we are going to do in terms of the technology perspective. I've seen a lot of help done by the Singapore government on the technology perspective, on IPs and stuff like that. So that's where we're going to take the help on. And taking it to next level, this could be our first listing and it'll be the best listing which we have. We'll be the first AI companies to be.
Before I let you go, can you share a little of your growth plans in the near future?
So yes, we've been working with major airports and aviation industries. We've been working in highway automation systems. We're working on toll and national highway authorities and various industries in Asia, Europe and US, and now even in Latin America. And we have been doing it through partners. So local partners are our strength there. So my experience of last 3 decades of using these networks globally is that's what we have done right now. So that's what we're going to monetize and on our trajectory towards technology.
Well, we wish you all the best in the SGX listing and we'll keep an eye on you here.
Thank
on
you
Money
so
FM.
Much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.